Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show empire.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. This is My Thought in One Take. In recent days, Senator Lindsey Graham has proposed a 15-week abortion bill that divides Republicans and creates an enormous issue that they wish they could run from as a party. Earlier in 2022, a lawsuit was filed that made its way to the Supreme Court, saying that states had the right to regulate abortion and that it was not a federal government issue, thus throwing out the decades-old understanding that abortion was a constitutional right, as was defined by Roe versus Wade. My question isn't, is abortion right or is abortion wrong? Firmly, I believe in the right to life. That is a personal decision that I actually tangibly believe in. But I don't see it as an issue of right or wrong. Your opinion is going to be different than mine. Your threshold of when a child is a child doesn't have to be mine. I can't prove that you're wrong. You can't prove that I'm right. There are disagreements on nuance all across American politics. But what Lindsey Graham has chosen to do to his fellow Republicans in a tight midterm election year is unconscionable. Timing is everything in politics. You don't get to propose everything you want to do because it might put people in harm's way, people that you need. If you haven't been able to tell, nothing in the United States is relatively easy. Not any of the controversial issues. There's a 50 Republican, 49 Democrat, one independent who coalesces and caucuses with the Democrats. It's a very split country from a polarization standpoint. Why would Lindsey Graham take an issue that most Americans, and I don't mean most by a wide margin, but I mean most, think that there should be a conversation that takes place about abortion? I don't disagree with the sentiment there at all. But can't you have that conversation after November? After some of your members are relatively safe and elected to six-year terms or new two-year terms, see what the Congress looks like. The fact that he would put so many people in swing states in harm's way was really telling about who that man is. When he's not getting his spray tans, he likes to put people in harm's way. He likes to put people on the record and make them take votes. I've never minded making people take votes, but there's certain things that you don't do because you also have to work with the same people who you're going to make very angry. Do I think that a 15-week abortion ban is probably the right threshold for this country if you were trying to find what we would deem as consensus? It's probably in the neighborhood. You know, when you look at unborn children now and the advances in medicine, once you get past 20 weeks, it's not like a fetus has to get to 32 weeks to be viable. They can be viable in and around 25 weeks. I know that when there's brain activity, in my mind, it's a person. In my mind, it's a person when you see a heartbeat. I understand that there are extenuating circumstances to protect a mother, or rape, or incest, and all the battle stations that everybody runs to. And I think most people care for that. I think most of the states care for that. But how you can sit there and put your colleagues in such a crosshair is baffling to me. I don't think Lindsey Graham should be forgiven for doing this anytime soon. And if you ask me what his ultimate goal is, it's to give him weeks and weeks and weeks worth of press to show how far he is to the right. Because if you think that it's just going to be Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, you got another thing coming because Lindsey Graham is running for president. It's been another episode of the Ben Burnett Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today. AccentRoofingService.com.